chapter 2, text number 15. Jeyo,
Jeyo,
Asmini,
Asmini.
Praise Namandi. Give them praise Namandi. Jeyo, Asmini.
Jeyo, Asmini.
Give me one.
Deshinasmin jathadehi kumarangyo vanam jada tatha dehantara prati dhira sattva namangya. The second chapter is a summary study of the Bhagavad Gita. The first chapter is a preparatory study of Bhagavad Gita, and the second chapter is the summary study of the contents of Bhagavad. Bhagavad Gita means the song sung by the Supreme Personality of God. Bhagavad, from the word Bhagavat, we speak Bhagavan. So Bhagavan, here in the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find everywhere, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So, it is the science of understanding God. Jat vijnana samanmita. Jnanam te prabhakshami jat vijnana samanmita. It is a vijnana. Vijnana means science. As everything is understood thoroughly through a scientific process, similarly, if you want to know the science of God, then you have to adopt the process by which one can understand God. That process is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mam avijanati. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he says, if anyone wants to understand me, then he has to take the process of devotional service. Not by the speculative process, or by fruitive activities, or by yogic process, mystic yogic process. It is clearly stated, not only in Bhagavad Gita, in all other Vedic scriptures, athāpi te deva padāmbuja dvayam प्रसाद लेखानुगृहित ही जानाति तत्त्वं भगवान महिम्ना न चारना एकोपी चिरं विचिन्न। वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बाय हिज मर्सी ओनली। तथापि ते देव पदाम्बुजज्ञां प्रसाद लेशानुगृहित एनी वन हु हैज रिसीव ए स्मॉल पार्टिकल ऑफ द प्रसाद मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड ही कैन अंडरस्टैंड द लॉर्ड। नोबडी कैन अंडरस्टैंड द लॉर्ड perfectly, it is not possible because the Lord is unlimited. We have got our senses very limited. Our senses are not only limited but also imperfect. We commit illusion. We try to cheat. So many defects are there. Therefore, simply by exercising our senses, it is not possible to understand God. So, to know God, God is very good, God is great, that is another thing. The science of God, just like Bhagavad Gita, by studying Bhagavad Gita, we know not only God is great, but we see what kind of God he is. What is his form? Satchidananda Vigraha. We have heard in the Shastras that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Now, that Ishvara Satchidananda Vigraha, how he appears, Satchidananda Vigraha. Those who are present, of course, they saw the Satchidananda Vigraha. But because not all of them were devotees, they could not understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Abhijananti mana mudha manasim tanumasitam. Because he appears just like a human being, so muras means less intelligent, or in plain word, asses. Mura means ass. So this class of men could not understand Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality of God. That is the defect of the muras. They may be very great scholar, academic scholar, but in the matter of understanding God, their murhas, asses. Why? Maya apurita jnana asuri bhavama sita. At the present moment, people are mostly Asuri bhavamasa. Asuri bhava means to defy God. There is no God. God is dead. I am God. You are God. So many gods are loitering in the street. Why you are finding out God? These are so many statements. The God has become so cheap. There are so many incarnations of God, especially in India. It is a breeding ground of gods, so many. So that is means they do not know what is God. Mura. They think God is so cheap thing. But from the Shastra, we understand. From Bhagavad Gita, you understand. When Krishna was asked by Arjuna, how you are controlling the whole cosmology, your vibhuti, your power, energy. So Krishna explained, and at last he concluded, Atabha baunaitena kingyatena talajina vishyabhya aham idam krishnam krishnam ekansena situyama. The whole cosmology, material world, is just sustained by my partial manifestation of energy. Ekansa. This material cosmology, material manifestation, is one-fourth demonstration of God's energy. The three-fourth manifestation of His energy is the spiritual world. Parastasmātubhāvanya bhaktya-bhaktya-sanāta. There is another nature which is spiritual nature, para, superior. The spiritual nature is described as para. Para means beyond the apara. There are two energies working, material nature and spiritual nature. Material nature is described in the Bhagavad Gita, humira panalo bhāru khaṅgamana buddhi riva. Bhinnāme prakriti asadhā. These eight types of material nature, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence and ego, these are material nature. Bhinnā prakriti asadhā. They are separated energies. Aparayam itasu vidhine prakritim para. Beyond these are inferior, apara. And beyond this apara prakriti, there is another superior prakriti. What is that? Jiva bhuta mahabaho jayidam jajatiram. That is the living entity. The living entity, living being, is energy of the Supreme Lord. Energy, just like the sun and the sun shine. Sun shine is the energy of the sun glow. Similarly, we living entities, we are also energies of the Supreme Lord. What is the sun shine? It is a combination of a very small shining particles, molecule. That is sunshine. It looks like one homogeneous thing, but they are small particles. That is scientific understanding. Similarly, we are also a small particle of the Supreme Lord. We are a small particle. How much small? What is the magnitude? That is also described in the Shastra. Kesadra satabhavasya satadha kalpitasya jiva bhava savigya sa anantaya kalpa. There is dimension of the living entity. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. So it is very difficult. With our this material eyes, we are very much proud of our eyes. But here is the indication from the Shastra, the length and breadth of the living soul. Now you find out with your eyes, your microscope. That is not possible. Because they cannot find out, they say, nirakar. Nirakar, in one sense, it can be supported that we cannot ascertain the forms of the soul. And how we can ascertain the form of the Lord. Anoraniyana mahato mahiyana. So, spiritual education means, spiritual enlightenment means, First of all, we must try to understand the jiva, because jiva is a small particle of the law. So that we can understand the quality of the law. Just like if you take a small particle of gold, then you can understand the composition of gold. If you take a little drop of water from the ocean, you can analyze the chemical composition of the sea. Similarly, if you can analyze the characteristics of the living entities, then you can at least understand what is God, what is the characteristics of God. Therefore, the beginning of spiritual education is to understand oneself, the self-realization. How to realize self? We have to take knowledge from others. Knowledge means to acquire knowledge to learn from the teacher. So here is the supreme teacher, Krishna. Krishna is accepted as the supreme teacher by everyone. By all the great sages, formerly, like Vyasadeva, Narada, Devala, Usita, all other great sages. And recently, in the modern age, by our acharyas, Sri Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya, Vishnu Swami, all these great sages, great acharyas, they came from your South India. So you are fortunate in that sense. So we have to follow the acharyas. All these acharyas accept Krishna, the Supreme Lord. All these acharyas. And lately, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, he also accepted the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna su Bhagavan sa. That is the acceptance in the Srimad Bhagavat. Similarly, Lord Brahma also accepted Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda. Sarvatarana Par. So we have got so many evidences. So we have to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. There is no doubt about it. That's why people do not accept. Why, as so many big scholars and big scientists, why they do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. How these people do not accept. The statement is here, Namana duskitunam muha prapadvante naradhana. Maya apuritagyana asuri bhavamasi. Those who are duskitina, sinful. Duskritina. Kriti means meritorious. And du means, miscreants. Meritorious for mischief making. Everyone has got merit. The mischief maker, he has also got merit. But one who uses his merit for mischief making, that's like a great rope. If he, when he steals, he requires brain. So he is applying his brain how to steal tactfully, how to become a great rogue, actually. How to become a smuggler. They require also brain. So, the brain is being misused for mischievous activities. They are called miscreants. Duskritina. So, those who are duskritina, namāga prapadvanta, namāga duskritina mūrā. One class is duskritina, and the other class is mūrā. Mura means less intelligence or no intelligence. नमांग दुष्कितना मूढ़ा प्रबद्धन्ते नराधमा एंड नराधमा मीन्स द लोएस्ट ऑफ द मैनकाइंड एंड माया अपरितज्ञाना दोज हुज नॉलेज हैव बीन टेकन बाय माया आसुरी भावमास्त दीज क्लासेस ऑफ मैन डू नॉट सरेंडर अनटू कृष्ण वी आर नॉट मैन्युफैक्चरिंग दीज वर्ड These words are in the Bhagavad Gita. If we study Bhagavad Gita, we have to accept these statements. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means the speeches which is delivered or the song which is sung by the Supreme Personality of God. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is to preach all over the world. That Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. You are searching after God. You are taxing your brain so much. But in spite of taxing your brain, you say sometimes that there is no God, or God is dead, or everyone is God, and so on. But our proposition is that why you are taxing your brain? Here is God. Here is God Krishna. By authority, by Vedic version, by his activities. If we read life of Krishna, we can see that he is Krishna, God, from the very beginning of his birth. God is not manufactured by some mystic power. God is God. A dog is God. A dog cannot become God, God cannot become dog. That is the difference. So Krishna was God from the very beginning. As soon as Krishna took birth, he appeared in four-handed Vishnu Murti. But when he was prayed by his mother to become an ordinary child, he became an ordinary child with two hands. So that is God from the very beginning. Not that by attaining some mystic power one can become God. You can have some power. You have already power because we are, every one of us is a part and parcel of God. Therefore godly qualities are there. But you cannot become 100% God. That is not possible. That is not possible. They have been analyzed. All the demigods and living entities, they have been analyzed by great stalwart people. And it has been found that Krishna is 100% God. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Iti Kamsakala Pungsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. All others, there are many other gods. Then gods means not the Supreme God. Ishara Parama Krishna. We are speaking of the Parama Ishara or Parameshara. There are two words. Ishara Parameshara. Atma Paramatma. That Param is God. We are Brahma Parabrahma. So Parabrahma, Paramatma, Parameshwar, all these are applicable to Krishna. Just like Arjuna, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he admitted Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava. Purusham, Shashvatam, Adyam. That is the position of Krishna. Adi Purusham. Govindam Adi Purusham. Krishna also said in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Adirhi Devanam. Devanam. Brahma Vishnu Mahesha. Then after Brahma Vishnu Mahesha, there are other demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, so many. So, Krishna says, Aham Adirhi Devanam. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. He is the origin of everything. aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, everything emanates from me. And the Vedanta Sutra also, the absolute truth is described as janmadasajata. The absolute truth is that from whom everything emanates. So here is Krishna. From shastric evidences, by his opulences, by his power, because Bhagavan means full of six opulences. Aishadjasa samagrasa bijasa jasasa sriya. He must be the richest. He must be the strongest. He must be the most famous. He must be the most beautiful. He must be the great announcer in this way. That is the definition of God. So, that definition is confirmed by Lord Brahma. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller. Controller, unless one is powerful, how he can control. So every one of us is little small controller. Somebody controls in his office, somebody controls in his family life, somebody controls a few factories. There are controllers. But nobody can say that I am the supreme controller. That is not possible. The supreme controller is Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying to link up our connection with the supreme controller. We do not wish to become the controller. We want to be controlled. But by the supreme controller, not by others. That is our proposition. Just like, generally, one who is in service, he hankers after government service. Because it is natural conclusion that if I have to serve somebody, why a petty merchant? Why not take government service? So that is our proposition. That we have to serve. We cannot do but serve. Any one of us. That is our constitutional position. Any one of us, we are sitting here. We are servants. Every one of us is servant. So our proposition is that you are servants in any case. Why not become servant of God? That is our proposition. That is Krishna consciousness move. So, kama dinan kuti dhana kuti dha palita dunni dita. We are servant of our senses. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsajya, all this. By dictated by our lusty desires, we do anything which is abominable. Tithan kuti dhana kuti dha palita dunni dita. So we are servants, everyone. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Da. Our real constitutional position is that we are eternal servant of God, Krishna. That is our position. But in this material condition of life, every one of us trying to become the master. That is the struggle for existence. Everyone is trying, I shall become the master, I shall become the supreme. But our position is servant. So this is called illusion. I am not master, I am servant, but I am trying to become master artificially. That is struggle for existence. And mukti means, liberation means, when you give up this wrong idea that I am master and try to become the servant of the Supreme, that is called liberation. Liberation does not mean that after liberation we'll have a big gigantic form or so many hands, so many legs. Liberation means to become liberated from the wrong concept. That is liberation. The wrong consciousness is that I am master. So we have to change this consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness moment. One has to understand thoroughly that he is not master, he is servant. He is completely dependent on the supreme will. If we draw surrender unto the supreme will, then we have to surrender unto the will of Maya. We have to remain a servant. If we reject service or servitude of the supreme Lord, then we have to become the servant of the senses. That is Maya. Actually, that is going on. The whole world is serving different types of senses. Senses are one, the same, but they have got different desires. So they are servants of different desires. Now, the Krishna consciousness movement is, it is not manufactured by God. We get it from Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaj. Krishna says that you give up all this nonsense desire. You surrender unto me. That is the whole purpose of Bhagavad. We are dictated by different types of desires, which is dictated by Maya, and we want to become master falsely. This is called illusion. This is called Maya. Actually, you are not master. How we can become master? Because we may be very scientifically advanced. We may manufacture very wonderful machines and weapons. But after all, we are subjected to the rules of Maya. Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkho dosha anudarshana. You cannot get out of these four principles of Maya's machinery. Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi. Therefore, the sane man will actually learn his surrenders to Krishna. Bhavanam janvanamante jnanavan mahana prabhata. Actually, when one becomes wise, he surrenders to Krishna. Jnanavan mahana prabhata. Otherwise, who is Krishna? I am as good as Krishna. I am God. That is Maya. That is not actually knowledge. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Jannerabindakha Vimukta Manina. They are thinking that they have become liberated, become Narayan or God. Manina. They are thinking like that. Actually they are not. Because they are subjected to the rules of the material nature. They cannot get out of these classes. And who can get out of these classes? Māme vaja prabhadanti. Krishna says, anyone who surrenders unto me, daivijji sādhunamai mama māyā durutpaya, māme vaja prabhadanti, māyāme tāntarantite. So therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is very pious moment, the most glorious welfare activities, and we are teaching this moment all over the world just to place Krishna. Our only ambition is that to place Krishna as the supreme personality of God. That is our purpose. We don't want to become Krishna, but we want to become the most obedient servant of Krishna. That is our purpose. So, we invite everyone from all parts of the world, and they are coming, they are joining. So, in India, Krishna appears. India has got special advantage to understand Krishna, and India is neglected. That's a great misfortune. But, we request everyone to join this movement, study the philosophy, and become happy. That is our proposition. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
And Brahma and Brahma is
So why you are going out? You hear, Vedas, as the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Vedaishya sarvai ahameva vedya. All the Vedas and Vedantas, they are meant for understanding Krishna. He, by studying Vedas and Vedanta, you cannot understand Krishna, then it is samayeva hi kevalam. It is simply labor. That is the adjustment of Bhagavad Gita and all other Vedic rituals. Veda means knowledge. And anta means ultimate. That is called Vedanta. The ultimate knowledge is to know God. You may not accept Krishna, although all the acharyas have already mentioned. Even Shankaracharya, he also accepts Krishna. Bhagavan Swayam Krishna. So, the Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they all accepted Krishna. The ultimate knowledge of Vedic understanding. Many acharyas, they have written notes on Vedanta, targeting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. So, we have to follow the footprints of the great stalwart acharyas, acharya upasana, mahajana jena datasya pantha. If we follow the footprints of the acharyas, then we find there is no distinction between Vedanta and Bhagavad Gita. Vedanta, you might be referring to the Vedanta Sutra of Shankaracharya, but all the acharyas, they have written notes on Vedanta. Srimad Bhagavatam is the original comment on Vedanta. Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya Jataha. So, Vedanta does not mean the godlessness. Vedanta means to know God. That is real study of Vedanta.
He wants to know what is the difference between Paramatma and Atma.
Paramatma and Atma, it is not very difficult to know. Just like you are father and you have got many children at home. So, because they are children, as ingredients, you and your children are the same. But still, you are superior and the children are dependent. Your children are not different from you. But still, you are superior and they are inferior or junior. So qualitatively one, but quantitatively different. So, quantitatively different, Atma, Paramatma, and qualitatively one, Atma is spirit, Paramatma is spirit. It is called Asinta Vedaveta. Simultaneously one and different. One in quality, different in quantity. You can create. You are also qualitatively one with God. You have got creative power. Just like we are creating this flying machine, a Sputnik. That is also flying in the sky. And the Paramatma has created the millions of planets floating in the sky. So he has got the creative power, but he cannot create like that, Paramatma. That is the difference. Can you?
My question was very simple.
Yes, the answer is also very simple. Paramatma is great, you are small. That's all. Yes. And that I will explain. In quality, you are one. Because a particle of gold is also gold. But the gold mine is not equal to the gold earring. That is mistake. Now the one is great, another is small. That is the difference. Quality is the same. Quality same. Quantity different. Yes.
Is according to Paramatma entirely different from the Paramatma?
According to the Paramatma.
Every our action is according to Paramatma.
Yes.
Why do you give 1% to other person?
Huh?
Are you a person?
Yes.
But
you should remember that you are in quality Paramatma. So Paramatma has got supreme independence. You have got little independence also. You, when you misuse that little independence, you create havoc.
Who is responsible for the creation of
this? Well, responsible just like the father creates children. But he becomes a thief. Does it mean the father is responsible? What is your idea? Huh? Father creates children. But a child becomes a rogue. Does it mean the father creates a rogue? That is this. Karanam guna sangasta sadasat janma janisa. You are independent, you can associate with different qualities of nature. And then your character is formed. That is your independence. Your God's instruction is, sarva dharma anparitaja mamekam saranam. You do not arrive by that. He creates your own independence, therefore you suffer. Father says, my dear God, do like this, you will be happy. But he does in a different way. Who is responsible? The father or the son? If you work according to instruction of God, then you'll be happy. That is our proposition. Just like if you water on the leaf and if you water on the root, which is better? That's it. And if you water the leaf, means you waste your time. Because by watering the leaf, you cannot make the tree living. Similarly, the Shastra says that water on the root, jathātaron mūla nisetane, tippanti tatpanna bhujopasākha. If you water the root, automatically the branches, the twigs, the leaves, they become invigorous. But if you water the leaf, you simply think that you are doing service, but you are doing nothing. Chant Hare Krishna.